is this the healthiest, best decision I could make for my kid today? Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I'm Elizabeth Benton. This is our Consistency 365 series. These are mini episodes that air between our full-length Monday and Saturday episodes to help you take a moment out of your day every day to reconnect with what opportunities you can seize to move in the direction of your goals. Now, this isn't necessarily about kids, but this is a conversation I had with a girlfriend of mine who was struggling with a decision to make around her kids' healthcare. And essentially, she didn't want to do something, and her child's care provider thought she should do it, and she's friends with the child's care provider, and so that was complicating things. She's like, I don't want to let this person down. I have a relationship with this person. I don't want to upset them. And I said, here's the deal. What you need to do is have clear decision-making criteria for your children's health. And then that way, you're making the decision with clarity and not feeling clouded by a relationship. You're not feeling clouded by your feelings. And so we were talking about what that could look like. And I said, you know, it's evolved for me over time, but one of the ways that I make decisions for my kids is by asking myself, do I think this is the healthiest, best decision I could make for my kid right now? So one of my daughters, one of my twins, she's 18 months old, ended up in the hospital with a lung infection and pneumonia, and she was a micropreemie, so those kinds of things, she's predisposed to them, but they're also a little bit more serious for her. And they recommended three different prescription medications. I would love to avoid prescriptions for my kids whenever possible, but it was very, very clear, is this the best, healthiest decision I can make for my kid today? Today, while she has a lung infection, today, while she's struggling to breathe, absolutely, positively, yes. Is this the best, healthiest decision I could make for my kid today? It just helps me that sometimes I'm not saying no, not ever. I might be saying no, not today. You know what? I'm going to revisit this in a month, or I'm going to revisit this in the morning. I like having simple questions to ask myself to help me guide my decisions. And this is something that we can and probably should do for ourselves. Somebody messaged me the other day and they were saying that one of their challenges with making good food choices is if they've lost weight recently, they use that success to justify indulging. Like, oh, I've been doing really good. I deserve a treat. Or if my weight is down, then I can have the ice cream. But if my weight is up, then I don't have the ice cream. And it was creating this sort of yo-yo effect and a real lack of consistency. And I said, you are telling me that your criteria for making food decisions is around your size. So if I'm bigger, I can have this. And if I'm smaller, I can't have that, or vice versa. And I said, I think you would do better with longer term or bigger picture criteria. Like, how is this going to impact my energy? Does this align with my health goals long term? Most of us don't have criteria for decision making around our health or our nutrition. Now, with my kids, I like this question. Do I think this is the healthiest, best decision I can make for my kid today? That might not be the question for you that works. But I do think you should spend some time evaluating what are the criteria that I use to make decisions for my health, for my finances, for my nutrition, for my choices. I'll see you tomorrow.